Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
We got three names lined up. We're going to call them out. First one in gets to play for up to $1,000. Sheila won $540 yesterday. Could have been $910. Hannah, unfortunately, had the door closed on her, but she gained the love of a bunch of dudes because she sounded extremely cute. She had that South Carolina accent going on.
And so I sent her $7.
And Al sent her $7 because he was feeling seven-ish. Al, will you do the honor and sure. Announce the names, please?
How about Kimberly Puente, Morgan Henderson, and Crystal Curry? Crystal Curry, Morgan Henderson, and Kimberly Puente. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now check it out. If no one calls back within that 10 minutes, we will open up the phone lines to everybody and ask for a specific caller number, and that person will play.
So there's still a chance.
There is still a chance. But hopefully one of these people will call back.
Yeah, your 10 minutes start now. In about 20 minutes, we'll do a Throwback Thursday. Since my wife's birthday was yesterday, we'll flash back to 9 years ago.
Wow.
When she called in after her birthday. And,
okay.
And talked to Kid, a.k.a. Fake Kinsey.
Okay. Gotcha.
From what I'm being told, it's pretty hilarious.
Okay.
Good.
I don't remember much from 9 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, time blast.
So 20 minutes away from that, we'll do a little Throwback Thursday. But right now, let's do a little fun to do or fun to don't. We scour the internet for these inventions that people come up with, and they put them on funding websites. And you donate. Sometimes you get cool perks. Sometimes they make you a partner.
Yeah.
It just depends on what they're trying to do.
A lot of cool ideas out there.
Of cool ideas. Would you like to hear the first one?
Yeah. Sure.
Blind cam.
Who?
Or blind cam.
Blind cam.
It's B-L-I-N-C-A-M. Blind cam or blind cam?
Blinkum? I don't know. We have to hear what the
Blinkum
says.
Blinkum.
Blinkum.
There you go. The company calls the world's quickest wearable camera. Never let the moment pass. Now here's the creator to explain this product for us, okay?
I designed this camera to those who don't want to miss shutter chances.
What?
So you can take any photos even when your hands are full. You should see the moment not through screen of your smartphone, but with your eyes and take pictures at the same time.
Blinkum
is a tool to collect those precious moments in your life.
Okay, now you can't see what's going on, but here's
He's
what he
literally
does.
Literally blinking and it takes the picture?
Yeah,
Blinkum. So you put this camera on your glasses, and so if you're swinging with your kids and your hands are busy and you can't actually snap a photo, you just blink. And it takes the picture for you.
Well, how about when you're just normally blinking? What if it accidentally starts taking pictures every time?
Yeah, what if I'm blinking when I'm going pee?
Or if you're winking at a girl.
I'm sure you could turn it on when you want it to be on picture mode.
Because in the video we're watching on Kid TV, which you can't hear, they're forcefully winking.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe
it's a wink.
When you like really blink hard.
Yeah, it's got to be like a hard blink probably, so it could feel your movement.
Maybe your eye has to be closed for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, it must feel the muscle on the side by your ear.
If you feel, if you blink hard enough, the muscle's over by your...
I don't know how
the biggest problem here for me is I'd have to wear glasses.
Right. Yeah, you'd have to wear glasses.
I guess you can attach it to sunglasses.
And I did have a buddy who had that tick where you close your eyes really hard, so he probably wouldn't be able to use it.
Yeah.
He just gets a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Or right. Just be like, delete.
Okay. Now,
I don't know.
It's a cool idea.
It's a great idea, you guys.
I don't see
it. But
I don't
whatever happened to, Google glasses and stuff? Weren't there, what was it? Not Google glasses.
It was some kind of glasses.
Was it Google glasses?
Or Google Cam or something that was supposed to be attached to it. Same thing.
Yeah. I never saw anybody wearing them, and that kind of went
away. And Snapchat glasses, I think, are coming out.
I'm just going to do a fun don't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fun don't, Kelly?
Yeah,
Al, you're not into it?
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun don't on
I
me.
I think this technology exists. I wish there were the Snapchat glasses where everyone looked like they had the filter on.
Yeah.
Like you could wear when you go out at night and everyone looks like they have the pretty filter.
The pretty filter? Or the one with the gold crown?
Yeah, I think this technology already exists probably,
yeah,
right?
Fun don't
so
on
your
me.
Fun don't
on
for
that
me
one.
As well.
The goal was $30,000 for the Blinkum.
Dang.
So far, with 30 days to go, they have raised $14,741.
Okay, they're well on
so
the way.
So they're on their way,
yeah.
But still not a fund.
They may get it.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Al, you might like this one right here.
Bring it.
Credo Beard Accessories.
Okay.
designed for an individual who wants to not only stand out of the crowd, but also to be ahead of the crowd, Big Al.
All right.
It has taken over a year to design the perfect Credo beard jewelry.
Yeah, I saw this last year. They had some Christmas ornaments hanging in men's
beard jewelry.
So the jewelry fastens onto the beard by twisting the spiral triangular clip and catching the hair within its structure, which allows for durable and comfortable hold.
They sell these already at go to any girl store. I bought these when McKelly was a little girl.
Really?
Berets.
You need at least 3 centimeters of hair to put these in. That's recommended. The clip has accessories like skulls, diamonds, studs, an anchor.
An anchor? Well, okay.
Because this makes sense for the type of guy that has a beard like this. He might want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
I could see it happening for holidays, maybe, but I don't see going to work with a beret.
It's a screwy thing. They sell these already. I mean, I did them at Kinsey's wedding. Remember,
my wife.
Yeah. They're these little hair accessories on screws, and you screw them into the hair.
Yeah,
and that's all it is. This isn't a new idea. It's just putting more masculine like skulls and things.
Bedazzling beards takes away the masculinity, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm.
It's just not a new idea, so I'm going to fun-don't it.
You're fun-don'ting.
And plus, it's such a limited market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly and Al are out. Jenna, you like bearded dudes?
No, not like that kind of beard.
Okay.
I'd use it in my braids or something. Braid jewelry is popular.
You guys could be missing out on something big, because their goal was $7,735.
Oh, don't get it.
How'd they come up with that figure?
That's an odd figure, Al. Why not just say $8,000?
Yeah.
So far, with 22 days left, they have raised $10,046.
Well, those people are stupid.
Well, Kelly,
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to use that word. Those people are just wrong. Because they are up there at Claire's Boutique right now.
Well, you know what, Kelly? Somebody,
you buy a 5-pack or a 6-pack for $3.99.
Somebody came out with the scrunchie, and then somebody else probably came out with the scrunchie one.
I don't understand.
I used to buy my earrings at Claire's. Except my ears pierced. Yeah. They had some great deals. You could get the big studs with diamonds.
Yeah.
I felt weird being a dude going in there and buying earrings for myself. But
diamonds?
Fake diamonds.
Mm.
Yeah. Claire's is the spot, man.
The dude's best friend.
Blood diamonds?
Yeah. Blood diamonds. All right.
All right. I'm 0 for 2 on fun do, fun don't this time around.
But the world thinks that one of them is a fun do so far. The last one we have for you is the 1B plan.
1B.
Yeah, but it's with a dollar sign, 1B. Some $1 billion? I don't know. To turn U.S. cell phones solar so that they could stay connected in emergencies. Now, here is the creator talking about this.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I am the founder of Greenbuck Labs and the Plan B Project.
Uh-huh.
The Plan B Project is a $1 billion...
Question!
Yeah.
Isn't there already a plan B?
Yes, there is.
You can get that at Walgreens and stuff.
Day after.
Right.
That's also the name. Wasn't that the name of Brad and Jennifer?
Movie production company.
Their production company.
And there's a lot of girls at the club.
And he got it.
A lot
of girls, I believe.
Right.
A lot of girls at the club that are plan B.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is not that kind of plan B.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Brian, and I'm the founder of Greenbuck Labs and the Plan B Project. The Plan B Project is a $1 billion experiment to see if ordinary people like you and me can bypass the government and politicians to solve giant problems ourselves.
Sure we can.
The best way to do this, of course, is to reserve a second aid kit for $1. So here is the giant problem that we want to solve with Plan B.
Mm.
Our nation's health and economy are dependent upon the electrical power grid, and there is no backup for it. So we will focus on the most important thing that we need in a power emergency, our cell phones. Your cell phone is an all-in-one emergency tool for communications, lighting, and internet. We will be distributing devices that we call second aid kits, which will turn our cell phones solar.
This commercial's not very good.
No, you need a better spokesperson.
Right.
Look, that's great. Yes,
it's an awesome idea.
We need our phones.
Uh-huh.
If we get wiped out.
If we get wiped out, who you gonna call?
No, I'm saying if our.
Yeah.
You get it.
Al doesn't get it. I just think it's not. I'm just in a bad mood. I don't want to give my money to anybody today.
You don't want
to
fund?
No.
I'm gonna dump this one too.
It's a solar battery that will charge your phone. It's a decent idea. Okay. Kelly says no. Al?
Yeah, you know what? In hindsight, it's a solar battery that charges your phone.
Yeah. Charge it with
do
the sun?
Do they make... Okay, this guy I'll just say yes. Okay, first I'm not going to ask too many questions.
You got to be outside to get sunlight. Or near a window.
Right.
Right? Or I guess you could be in your car, theoretically, and put it on the dashboard.
Ask the people who just went through Hurricane Matthew who have been without power for 5 or 6 days if they wish they had a solar... They would all have that.
Yeah.
Because there are other people in other parts of the country that we can, you know, I can't get in touch with my aunt. I've been calling her house and the phones are still down,
right,
you know.
Right.
Well, it's like I Am Legend. Is that Will Smith movie where the whole, everything's wiped out?
He just needs
and
a better
marketing
plan.
He's trying to find
plan.
People. I mean, in that situation when we don't have internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to do it.
Kelly's doing it. You're hesitant about it.
He's just boring.
How much money do they need?
Okay. Al, you said yes or no?
Yeah, sure.
Jenna says she seems no because she's bored. The goal was
bored. Yeah, I am bored. And like, if the world ends, I don't want to be alive trying to find people. Like, I could never survive
it's not about
alone.
The world ending, just like, you know, the people power, like in the southeast who can't, you know, they have no power for a week.
Major power outage.
Right. Yeah, can't charge their phone.
I think it's great, but I'll hop on later.
The goal was or is $11,560,000.
That's ridiculous.
Okay? That's how much they want.
Okay.
So far,
raised.
With 2 months left to raise all this money, they have raised, you guys, $61.
Yeah. They needed a bigger budget commercial. $61. It's all in the branding. It just was not sharp.
$61.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Great idea, just not getting that money there.
I have a hard time believing it's not available.
Just gotta
I don't know.
Be away.
I guess it's not.
But they're not. They're not going to be available through that.
$60.
You got people putting solar roofs on houses.
I know.
And these billboards that you see on the side of the road, half of those are solar powered also. Maybe more than half of them. It's hard to believe we don't have a solar power source for your cell phone already.
It happens.
Anyway. Well.
It's hard to believe that not one of those three people called to win up to $1,000.
Feel bad for them.
Feel bad for them, but we feel good for you, Kid Nation, because now you still have a chance to win that $1,000 right now if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 13 to play Beat the Bank just like that, and we'll do Throwback Thursday, Kinsey Edition, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Election. No matter who wins, we'll all need protection. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Whew. 25 days, we'll have a new president, y'all.
25 days.
25 days. One of these people that you hear on the news every day talking about the other one with all different kinds of scandals will be our president.
Right. Out of the millions of people that live in our beautiful country, we got it down to two.
Those are our best two, right?
And that's all we'll say about that. We got it down to two.
I'm still voting for Ken Bone. Kenneth Bone.
Ken Bone?
Yeah, Ken Bone.
You going to write in?
Yep.
What if Ken Bone wins, you guys? That'd be
something. That would be something.
Nothing bad has come out of Ken Bone.
I bet a lot of people will write him in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure. All right. By the way, they do have a solar charger, so
they do have. Solar
that's why those dudes that were looking for $11 million have only raised $61.
Because
you can buy it on Amazon. $19.99, you guys. So there you go.
You might want to do a Google search before you come out with a brilliant idea.
Right? Thank you, Kid Nation.
Yeah,
a lot of them already have it. All right, let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank, Courtney Kendrick. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
What are you up to right now?
Driving to work.
All right. What
a little bit of road rage.
A little bit of road rage? Who cut you off?
No, people just wait really long to go at a green light, and you just kind of sit there wondering, are you awake? Can I buy you a coffee?
Yeah.
Why are you not moving? Did you do the long horn, or you do the quick horn?
I don't, just because...
don't want to get shot at?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Smart! I hear you.
That's what I tell people. I don't get mad at people on the road anymore.
Oh, I do. I don't do the horn either, but I yell, you know, in the car. Like, no one can hear me. And I'm just like, what are you doing?
I do the shortest little horn you can do. I mean, boop, boop. Because, you know, like I said, I, boop, bump. That's rude.
That's very
rude. For some
rude.
Reason.
But just let them know, hey,
yeah.
Get them moving.
Yeah. Well, slow reminder.
Yeah.
And what do you do, Courtney?
I work with Medicare and retirement members.
Okay.
So you good work. Taking care of the old folks.
Yeah.
Got to do
that
it. Got to be done.
All right, Kelly, how do we play Beat the Bank? Will you let Courtney know, please?
Yeah, Courtney, you're going to be hearing some dollar amounts snarled at you by our banker.
Yeah.
And when you feel one that's like, you know what, that's an amount I'm comfortable with, you yell stop. Because if that vault closes before you say stop, you get nothing. Now, the dollar amounts could go all the way up to $1,000. If it hits $1,000, you still have to say stop because the vault will close, okay?
Cool.
You got this.
How big Al's feeling?
Oh, you want to know how big Al's feeling? Okay.
Courtney, I feel a little less than medium, but a little better than halfway.
Whatever that means.
Glass half full.
There you go. Glass half full.
All right. But please, use your own judgment. I was wrong one time yesterday, and the girl didn't get a thing. So please, use your own judgment.
All right.
Gotcha.
Feel your job, right, Courtney. Babe. You got this. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $70, $260, $350, $460, $500.
Oh, man.
No way.
Oh, man.
No
right
way.
There.
Not feeling good about this.
This banker and his trickiness.
Oh,
I'm really sorry.
Is she crying? Are you crying?
Oh, no. I didn't know like what happened. Normally on the radio, you can hear it like close on you. I guess you don't hear it on the phone, so I didn't know what happened.
But it closed.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Sorry about that.
Dang it.
I'm sorry.
You heard the numbers, right?
I heard him say 500, and then I didn't hear anything else after that.
Well, that was the last one.
Yeah. Well, Courtney,
yeah, I'm sorry, babe.
There he goes. The banker gets another one.
Sorry, babe. That was very familiar of me. Babe.
Yeah. Babe. Sorry, toots.
Sorry, babe.
Sorry, toots. Breaking news, you guys.
Yes.
According to my sources, and by sources I mean Kid Nation, Ken Bone is only 34, not eligible for president. Looks like we'll have to wait till 2020.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Thank you.
We'll look into the matter a little bit deeper. But right now, we got to get to a Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that? We're going to do a little Throwback Thursday because when you heard this, California. You knew things were going down on the show.
Yeah, buddy.
That meant my wife, a.k.a. Kid Craddock, pretending to be my wife, was calling the show. And the two questions I get asked the most about my wife, how did we meet, which I posted on Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
Because it was her birthday. And to me, that's a very important day because that's the day she was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And how did you guys start the Kinsey Bits? And it was literally because one of my first times going out to dinner with Kid, I brought Kinsey along. And she took one bite from her tortilla soup, or one spoonful, and threw the spoon down on the table, leaned back and said, I'm so full. Kid thought that I was accustomed to that.
Yeah.
You know, I was around her all the time.
What's
I was
so like, funny? That's a girl.
That's Kinsey doing Kinsey right
there.
That's
the way Kinsey was.
What are you talking about? He would not stop laughing about that and repeating, I am so full. And so we started writing Kinsey skits.
A bit was born.
Based on what Kinsey would do on day-to-day, you know, everyday activities, I would, you know, come in and write with him, and sometimes he would go rogue and do his own bits. This particular Throwback Thursday was after her birthday, 9 years ago in 2007.
Okay.
When I decided to try to be romantic and write her a song.
Aww.
Yeah. But I didn't know how to play the guitar, so I literally only learned how to play that one song, and it was the Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah. Yeah.
I got you.
And I rewrote it for Kinsey. So here's your Throwback Thursday for today, starring Kid Craddock and my wife, Kinsey.
Kinsey.
Hi, guys.
Happy birthday, Kinsey.
Happy birthday, baby.
Birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to tell you right now that JC has done a song for you.
Okay.
A special song.
I'm going to regret this for the rest of my life.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will, Taylor.
So you woke up this morning, and on the kitchen counter, there's a present for you, right?
Yeah, I just opened it.
You did just open it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I need to know what it is.
Okay, I got a Juicy wallet, a Mac gift card, and tickets to see The Lion King.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's what she really wanted was The Lion King.
Yeah.
A Juicy wallet. And
it's way too much. It's way too much.
Oh.
Why is it so much to go watch grown people dressed up like lions sing? Why?
She's one of those, though,
I know,
hasn't she?
But
good
why?
For you. Good for you.
I don't get it.
Now, I hate to front you out, but did you get the tickets for free?
No.
Okay. All right, just checking.
You don't hate to front him out.
Why
would you front him out?
Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Why would you attempt to embarrass him like that?
No, attempt to embarrass? No.
You
still
did. That was an attempt to embarrass
him. It's still a lot of work. It's harder to get him for free than it is to buy him, Kelly.
I'm not going to lie to you. I tried.
Okay.
And I was very unsuccessful.
All right. But Kenzie, as much as you wanted to see The Lion King, as much as you love Juicy Couture, and as much as you love MAC makeup, you texted me this morning and told me that that's not really the number one thing you wanted. On
it's
your birthday.
Actually not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
What is the thing that you wanted more than anything for your birthday?
For my birthday, I wanted the fake Kenzie to stop calling in and impersonating me.
Oh, wow.
Matt. Wow.
Now she's in my territory.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That ain't going to happen.
No, you didn't.
What is this fake Kenzie you speak of?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
To me, there's only one. I
really.
Oh, no.
Jessica,
what the hell?
Hi, baby.
Who is that?
Kenzie.
Who is she?
Kenzie.
I want to know who she is. The fake Kenzie. How dare she? I will pull her hair out.
No,
I will.
No.
That bee, she needs to go to school. Can I talk to her?
Yeah.
Fake Kenzie?
Yeah.
Are you what? Fake? You're calling me fake Kenzie? You need to go to school.
Cheers. Like, what, Ev? Who are you telling to go to school?
Hey, Kenzie. Cheers.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Settle down, okay?
Let's go.
Which one, JC?
Which one?
Which one are you talking to, yeah?
Me and Jesse, or that Kenzie that's on the phone pretending to be Kenzie?
Can we all just
who
get along?
Who are you calling an imposter?
Can we all just get along, please?
You
know
so
what?
Bad.
I just can't get along with someone who steals my persona, especially someone who's not as pretty as me.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh,
ooh, ouch.
You can suck it.
Hey.
No.
Real Kenzie?
Kenzie?
Real Kenzie. What if we work this out tonight? We'll invite fake Kenzie over for dinner.
Oh.
A little wine.
K-square.
We'll get a little comfortable with each other.
Oh, my God.
What?
What
no
a
way.
Perv.
Ugh.
What are we going to do about this, Kenzie?
I say the two of us just go out and leave JC at home.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'll go out with you.
I love
you. You know
your
what,
idea.
Fake Kenzie? You and I aren't that different at all.
You know what, fake Kenzie? We both love the OC.
OMG, not only the show, but Orange County.
Yeah,
my God.
And California in general. Love it.
Yeah.
And you know what, Kenzie?
What, Kenzie?
We both agree that Spencer and Heidi are like the worst couple ever on the hills.
Mm. Yeah.
He's a tool.
He totally is. It's like this conniving.
Conniving?
Yeah. I love her. Yeah. Like conniving, totally, yeah.
Uh-huh, and we both love shopping.
And spending just his money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and shoes that rock.
Shoes and rock. I love shoes and rock.
What happened here?
Let's throw them together, Kenzie, okay? You ready?
Okay.
One, two, three. Mm. Jesse,
we will never have babies with you.
California.
Two Kenzies for the price of one.
Jesse, I love her.
Yeah, I bet you do. I love her too. I love her too.
She's the best.
On the stereo, listen as
we go. Real big shift right there.
Did you really do a song for me?
Yeah, for you.
It better be nice.
It's nice.
You better do it for the real Kenzie.
It's really, really good too.
You're gonna do it for me, right?
Yeah.
The real Kenzie.
I played the guitar and sang at the same time.
No,
the first time.
Really?
Yeah. I was here for 4 hours trying to do it. And I wanted to quit doing it so bad, but once I got into the third hour, I was like, no,
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do it. And it's going to come out.
I wish you
good for you, dude.
I wish you would have consulted me on this, because I tried to do this for Carol one time. I don't know if you remember. That's me on the piano.
Yeah. I was trying to play like a terrible played this before.
I haven't.
Oh.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's all right.
I decided to bless us by not doing it live. Yeah.
I probably should have rehearsed more.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I thought recording it would make it sound better, but no.
Because this is recorded, so it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Almost.
Here's a special song for Kinsey.
Aww.
To the tune of Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah.
Man.
Here we go.
Don't laugh at him.
I'm sorry.
Shh. Oh, Shannon's crying.
Hey there, Miss Kinsey, you deserve a happy birthday with your awesome smile and big blue eyes. I could never get much better, it's all you. No one's as beautiful as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Miss Kinsey, you're right there within an instance. When I get down on myself, you are always there to listen. I close my eyes, and when they open, you're my surprise. Don't touch my thighs, cause they tickle. Oh, happy birthday, Kins. Oh, happy birthday, Kins. Oh, happy birthday, Kins.
All right, I don't mean to spoil this, but every girl in the studio is crying. I can't believe this. All right, let's go.
Kins, oh, happy birthday, Kins. I know sometimes I'm real bad, but just remember that one night when we saw that shooting star, it was all good. That's why I changed my life for you. My love is pure. Hey there, Miss Kinsey, you're turning 24 today. You keep getting better with age. At this point, I'll never go away. I'll give my all. Even more in love with you, I fall. We have it all. Oh, happy birthday, Kins. Oh, happy birthday, Kins. Oh, happy birthday, Kins. Oh, happy birthday, Kins.
I know I suck, but that's your present. I love you. Happy birthday.
Aww.
I tried.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And I want to tell you everything. Words I never got to see the first time round.
Now Oren, ladies, is going to be calling the show here in about 20 minutes.
When we were the children playing in this old ground.
I like the song. I still don't know the lyrics very well, though.
I see you do.
Yeah.
Gonna learn that one, too?
Yeah. I'm actually in the process of trying to learn that one.
Sounds kind of like the other one.
Yeah. Has a little Hey There Delilah vibe.
Yeah.
My apologies if you have to hear that. No, Trey.
Boy, how far you've come in 7 years.
With the guitar?
You know what? You really have.
My guitar playing's gotten better. My singing,
gotten a lot better. And you taught yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, just offline, you know, on YouTube
yes,
and whatnot.
Yes, you are self-taught.
Yep.
Marty Schwartz on YouTube taught me. I'll give him a throw.
How's that band coming, you and my boyfriend? Or
I said that's my goal for next year.
We're going to form next year. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, that's my goal for by the end of next year. I want to be gigging and stuff.
Well, by the end of next year.
He's still working on getting that tattoo.
Yeah, he's got to get his tattoo.
That's the last thing on his bucket list for 2016.
We told him to wait till winter, so we're getting there.
Maybe you could do that together in Lubbock when
I'm not getting a tat, but he can.
You don't want to be in our band? Because we sounded pretty good.
I didn't say I didn't want to be in the band.
This is at the Hard Rock Hotel.
That's what you got to do. You got to get band tats matching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what...
What's his favorite band? AC/DC?
Metallica.
And he likes Guns N' Roses.
And Guns N' Roses. Maybe you guys could get like a rose, you know.
Because every rose has its thorn.
And it does, Kelly.
He gets
that's
a rose,
not
you
Guns
get a thorn.
N' Roses, is it?
That's not.
That's the other one.
That's
the other hair band.
That's Poison.
That's Poison, yeah.
Yeah.
But Guns N' Roses.
Right. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, maybe a gun and a rose.
Yeah.
That's cute.
He can get the gun, you get the rose, and then you guys, when you hold hands, it's boom.
I think he's going to get a song lyric from a Metallica song that means a lot to him.
Really?
So you can go read all the lyrics Enter and Sandman? Figure out which one it is.
You know what it is? You don't know what it is?
I do know which one it is, but I'm going to let everybody go and just kind of guess all what lyric they think that might be.
Okay.
So that's what he's thinking about at this point.
That's a good one.
Got it.
Okay. Jenna, you still watching The Walking Dead? You were into it for a while.
I was into it for a while. Gosh. Fans are rabid.
Yeah, they are.
Zombie rabid. Yeah, I'm not. Honestly, I don't watch a lot of TV, so there's only a few things I watch. I'm kind of falling off, but it's still a, number one show on AMC.
Yeah. And we have something for you fans of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Television's number one show, like Jenna just mentioned, AMC's The Walking Dead returns on Sunday, October 23rd at 9, 8 Central. And we're giving you three chances to win a trip to L.A., where you and a guest are going to be a part of the studio audience at on AMC's Talking Dead.
Oh. Yeah, so that's the after show. After show, right.
You can enter it at KidNation.com each day, and you could attend Talking Dead live and score passes to the Walking Dead attraction that's now open at Universal Studios Hollywood. We're going to be giving out a total of three trips. Register every single day at KidNation.com. Trips will be given out on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week.
Got it.
And don't forget to tune in to The Walking Dead Sunday, October 23rd, 9, 8 Central on AMC. Thank you, Walking Dead, for hooking us up.
Appreciate it.
Very nice of you. And it's already that time, huh?
Man.
All right, so we got to be on time because, A, we got to call out some names for Beat the Bank and play round two.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make up for the door closing on round one.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And we're waiting on Niall to call, so we got to make sure that we're back on air by the time he calls
in. Yes, can't be late for that.
So we got Niall Horan coming up next, and we'll call out those three names, play Beat the Bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got to make up for round one because the banker was... He was not feeling us.
He was stingy.
He was very stingy round one. Let's see how we do round two. We're going to call out three names. First one, it gets to play. Kelly, do you have those names by chance?
I do, actually. Kimberly Puente, Morgan Henderson, and Crystal Curry.
No, those were the first.
I'm so sorry. I don't.
White Cheddar.
My bad.
Sorry. Scratch that.
Ready?
I don't.
Ready? You want me to do it? Okay, I have it first now. Okay,
so
here are the three updated names. Sorry. Okay, ready? Here we go. The real ones. Mayra Treviso, Colby Hubbard, Justin Sullivan. That's Justin Sullivan, Colby Hubbard, Myra Treviso.
Ooh.
Yeah, Myra, sorry.
The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. I'm sorry about that.
All right, your 10-minute start now. First one in gets a chance at that $1,000.
Oh, for sure. Now Horan should be calling the show here in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Jenna's getting some intel. Because she knows a friend that knows a friend that knows him. So we're just trying to get the scoops.
And knows him?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're trying to get the scoops.
Gotcha.
Maybe we get the scoops from the Nile.
Yeah, I'm getting a... What? You know, sometimes if you know someone that's friends with him, you want to text and get, not dirt, but you want to...
Just so we could ask him questions.
Ask something update if they've hung out recently.
They feel like you're in the circle.
You want him to be like... Wait, where'd you hear that from?
Right.
And so Niall's a big golfer. Jenna knows a couple of golfers. And so that way we can get some intel.
Hey, I got a response, which is awesome.
Big time. In the meantime, we do have a little bit of a...
It's time for Tidbit News.
All the news you need without the beef.
Yeah.
You know, all the meat in there.
No beef.
Just a little tidbits.
Gotcha.
Just like the sides.
What you got?
So how about this guy in Louisiana who asked the cops to come to his house and check for ghosts earlier this week? Turns out they didn't find any because they're not real. But they did find meth, so he was arrested.
So they were real to him. They were real to him.
Again, you cannot...
Yeah.
Call the police.
Call the police if you're doing anything illegal. You have a meth lab.
You know what?
When you feel like your life's at stake, you got to take that risk.
If you're running a meth lab, no, you can't. You can't call the police about anything.
Nothing.
Would you take a step back and be like, "Are there ghosts or am I on meth?"
Right. Maybe you would do that. No, he didn't. He just called the cops.
Your house could be on fire. You can't even call the fire department.
And then there's this guy in Minnesota, got drunk, went out hunting for zombies on Saturday.
Did he find one?
Yeah. Well, he tried to shoot one, Kelly. But he missed because, again, zombies are not real.
Oh.
And the bullet went into a house, almost hit a guy who was asleep, so he was arrested.
Ooh.
On several charges.
Oh, my. Could have been really, really bad.
Good news, though, for this guy. It sounds bad, but it's actually good news in the end. A thief stole a guy's stereo. his car stereo in Australia over the weekend, left behind $17. And the guy was thrilled because the stereo was broken and he was going to get it removed anyways.
That's awesome.
Oh.
Another guy I saw that couldn't get a hold of his grandmother. His grandmother was in, I believe, South Carolina as a result of Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah.
And grandmother's phone was down or whatever. So he called the guy, the grandson, called a pizza company, like Papa John's, I believe it was, mm-hmm. and ordered a pizza at his grandmother's address. Mm-hmm. Special instructions, please call me when you get to the house. Pizza guy gets there, rings the doorbell. Grandmother is fine. She's in
there. Oh, good. That's a smart thing to do.
She said, I didn't order pizza. Well, your grandson did. I have him on the phone right now. And so the grandson got to talk to the grandmother after all. Isn't that cool?
That's a very smart idea.
Smart.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
I hope she got an extra pepperoncini.
Right?
They're very stingy with those little pepperoncinis. Y'all ready?
Oh, yeah.
Beat the bang. Prince made 20. 12 by John Lennon. But Michael Jackson made 800 million. Beat
really?
The bang. Beat the bang.
Dang, Michael Jackson.
Forbes came out with this list of top money make, top dead money makers. Mm-hmm. Of 2016.
Michael made 800.
I'll have that in the showbiz top five coming up.
Yeah, Al.
Okay, well, she'll give you the more complete
Come on,
list.
Al. Spoiling showbiz.
Shame.
$800 million in the coffee.
That is so much money. All right, let's read it.
Where'd he go?
Uh-oh.
Justin?
Hello?
Oh, man.
Oh, we thought we lost you.
Your name disappeared on our call sheet, and I got super scared that you hung up on us.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
What are you up to, Justin?
Oh, man, just working a little bit.
Yeah? What do you do?
Work at Signature Bedding. Manufacture mattresses and box springs.
There you go.
So you get a nice little night's sleep every night.
Well, no, he makes
man.
It.
Yeah. Well, he makes them, so he knows where to go.
Exactly, right here on the road in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Are you on speakerphone, man?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. No, I just want to make sure he wasn't for his own sake, because it'll be hard to hear if he is.
I'm not.
Okay.
You single, Justin, or you got a girl?
I'm good.
No, I'm good. Single girlfriend, I'm good. I love that answer, even if you didn't need to say that. Yeah. That
you know
funny.
What?
I'm good.
If you don't mind, I'm going to start taking that. I'm going to take that answer, and I'm going to use it.
Are you with somebody, Jenna?
Because I get asked that all the time. Yeah. Like, are you single? Are you single? Are you got a man? Good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I love actually, I'm married for 6 years.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Married
for 6 years.
Oh, you
That's
are
a long
good.
Time.
There you
yeah,
go.
He's really good.
All right. I'm really good.
Here's how the game works, Justin. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker, okay? He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Now, how long are you going to stay in there? Well, you hopefully will stay in there until you get $1,000. That's the maximum you will get. You still have to yell stop if he gets up that high, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing, Justin, okay?
Okay.
You got to go with your gut, man. Whenever you feel like he's about to close that door, you just got to yell stop for us.
Okay.
Al, how you feeling this round?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good because I think the banker realizes the error in his ways last time, and I think he's going to try and make it up this time.
Yeah, because we got really mad at the banker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all like, you banker.
I'm feeling good, but please use your own judgment, sir.
All right, Justin. Let's see how much money we win here. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$170. $240. $280. $350. $410. $520.
Stop.
My man.
There you go.
My man. No, don't take no chances. $520. Tupelo, Mississippi.
Baby. All yours, Justin Sullivan. $520. What are you going to do with that?
Man, I don't know. I'm trying to build a house. I got things I can do with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you get affected by Hurricane Matthew at all in Tupelo?
I did. We did not. The weather's been beautiful here.
Yeah, okay, good.
Right. Rain.
Good to hear. I think we just got our radio station back up.
Yeah, Tommy Jean messaged me this morning and said the radio tower's back up in Florence, so they're able to hear us.
Hello,
Florence. Good. Well, so we're back. Was she staying at the Ritz during the...
No, there's no Ritz in Florence.
Okay, sorry. All right, Justin. Just for fun, you got the $520. That's all yours to keep. We're going to find out how high it would have gone, okay?
All right.
$580.
Oh, we were close to that one.
$620. $690. $700. $740.
Oh, there you go.
Good job, brother.
Not bad, man.
Hey, I'm satisfied.
Yeah,
I'm satisfied. He's good.
You good?
I'm good.
Justin's always good. All right, Justin, hold on first. We'll get you all set up with your money, okay, man?
Okay, thanks, man.
Good talking to you. I'm glad you're good, dude.
He is good.
See, don't be telling us.
You guys don't call guy names.
His name was Justin, and that's a guy name.
Yeah.
And he just won money.
And there was another guy name in there, too.
Oh, do we have an update, a Nilehorn update from White Cheddar?
Uh-oh. It's time for Tidbit News.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Why do y'all say uh-oh?
Because you never walk in here for good news.
I know. And I hate talking on the radio.
I know you do.
I've got good news, and I've got bad news.
Okay, let's do the... Bad. What do you guys want? Bad or bad first or good?
Good news.
Good news.
Good news first.
But don't you want to go bad news first?
And then whatever, JC. You asked me what I wanted. I told you it wasn't good enough. So please give us the bad news.
Do you have any mediocre news?
No. Okay. It's really all the same news, actually. Okay. Tomorrow at 7:30 Central is when we will be talking.
Okay, they postponed it. Okay. Yes. Well, that's, you know, what are you going to do?
Was that the good or the, well?
It's the same.
Okay.
We still get him, but just not now.
So we're not important enough.
He's busy.
There could be something very major that happened.
Yeah. And we get to talk to him about it tomorrow.
That's true. Gives me one more day to get his song down.
Hey, at least he's calling.
Yeah.
We have had celebrities that totally blown. Kanye, for example.
Yeah.
Totally blew us off. And there's been others.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I remember.
Lots
we were set.
People totally blew
yeah,
us
just
off.
Totally just
cancel.
Don't call.
Yeah.
P. Diddy, I think, a couple times.
He did.
A couple times.
Diddy.
And that was a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
At least he called us and told us he was, like, most of the time they just don't call.
Yeah, at least see, no call,
he's very
no
polite.
Show.
No one's ever accused Nile of not being polite.
Right.
No, don't be a no call, no show.
Yeah, I'm still team now.
Always call it.
Tomorrow at
7:30 Central.
Tomorrow, 7:30 Central. Wolf.
Gives me time to get plenty more scoop.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we had scoop.
We'll get more.
I know. Yeah. But it was.
And what it's even better because it's earlier. Which means more kids can hear him tomorrow.
That's
so
true.
It's all working out for the best.
The kids are already getting to school and they wanted to listen now. All right, kids, go to class now. He's not calling until tomorrow, 7:30. There you go.
Central time.
Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So part-time Justin is in studio.
Hello.
Hey, Justin.
Hi.
We're getting quite a few people asking about this whole that wedding you got invited to.
Oh, yeah.
It was a singing telegram, right? A guy showed up with a singing telegram. Mm-hmm. We thought that someone was proposing, like your secret boyfriend we didn't know about, but it was actually one of your fans.
It was. Yes.
Who wants you to go as her date to a wedding, right?
Yes. It's going to be a really nice wedding, too.
We never heard what the final decision was. Are you actually going? You've been in touch.
Yeah.
Everything's happening right.
Yes. I texted her and then I sent in my letter to say that I was
your RSVP.
Yeah. My RSVP. It said part-time Justin.
I'll tell you, Justin's a fun date. We had so much fun. Huh. Well, you were my date, I guess, at the Kanye concert.
Yeah, I was your date.
Sort of.
Yeah,
we had such a blast. You'd be a great wedding date.
Yeah. And I've also been Kelly's date to places, too. Mm-hmm. Well, she's always brought another guy, but it's usually I like take over.
That's the third wheel.
I'm always on her arm.
Yeah. And I've hung out with you. We went to the guys' trip, and then we hung out at Woofstock. Yeah. We had a blast.
Yeah, I know. We were each other's dates there, too.
Big Al, share your memories of Justin.
Justin got into bed with me and took his pants off.
Yes.
All right. That's another show.
Well, then we're going to
that was on your own free time.
Yeah.
You know, going to a wedding, a lot is expected of you, Justin.
Okay.
He knows that.
I have a suit.
You have one?
I have a suit, and I have
you
a tie, and a bow tie. So,
you do?
Yeah, I plan on dressing up.
We're
very
both
nice.
Of them.
Oh, we were under the impression you didn't have anything that was suitable for wedding attire.
You were complaining about it, that you don't think it's up to par with what the other fellas are going to wear.
I know. And so I sadly go, I have a suit, you know. It's
what does it look like? Describe this suit for me.
Okay, well, one of the jackets were from Home, what's that thrift
shop? TJ Maxx?
Home Depot? Oh, no. Home,
thrift shop.
Goodwill. Goodwill.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
The jacket was from Goodwill. Uh-huh. And then the other pants were from JCPenney.
Oh, hey,
that's
nice.
All right.
But they the colors,
so they don't match.
The colors were really close together, so I put it together to make it look like a suit.
At a wedding, it's fine because it's usually pretty dark when you go out there on the dance floor. Nobody's going to really be paying attention to you.
Right. Yeah.
It's a piecemeal suit. It's not a grown-up.
It's not my full,
adult suit.
No, it's not that full official suit.
Trust
that
me,
I would.
Camera flash shows that it doesn't match.
Oh yeah, those will.
When pictures show when something doesn't match.
Oh boy,
yeah,
that's a good point.
Well, Kelly, you got something.
Yeah, Justin, because you know we want you to walk into that wedding with confidence that you look good, you look the part.
Yeah, and he's an in-demand plus one,
right?
So
you're representing our show, you know,
and it's in a nice place.
Yeah, it's not some piece together suit. There's nothing wrong with, you know, going to Goodwill to get something or JCPenney's, but we want you to have something that was bought together as a set, a matching suit set.
Something that came together.
A suit set.
So I actually know someone. We used to go to Sunday school together, and we've kind of lost touch, but she has now been working with Hager Clothing Company.
Hager.
I heard you talking about how you need a new suit because what you have is passable, but, you know, it's presentable, but
someone might have died in your suit. Yeah.
Yep, Hager probably wants to surprise you with a little something, something.
A little something, something for me.
So Jennifer Little is here today. With Justin from the Hager Clothing Company.
This is so nice.
Hey,
hello.
How's it going,
good. I saw you go to the nice bathroom.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
You were stalking him already.
I saw someone in a nice little brown jacket. I was like, who's this one with fashion coming into our studio?
And well, hopefully we can add some fashion to you.
Yes,
for,
I know. I hope so.
Somebody adjust that man's microphone before he breaks his neck.
Yeah, right. It's except for Jenna's little
there
butt.
We go.
You. There you go.
Jenna, so move. Jenna, adjust.
Jenna, leave.
So my name is Justin. I'm from Hager.
Your name's Justin?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
And
you're dressed very nice, by the way.
I appreciate it. Take it.
Who's the lady behind you?
This is Jennifer.
She's the reason we're in contact about this.
Wow. Hi, Jennifer.
So we heard you needed some suits, so we brought you two of our finest suits and our amazing travel blazer to get you started.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are the best. Thank you so much. I have a suit. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to be in there looking fly. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
And gray is your color, too. You look good in gray, man.
Thank you.
Try it on. You remember the other day when producer Robert was trying to get your measurements? This is what
that
was for.
That's why you were doing it.
What did you? What was his excuse to get your measurements?
He said he was going to go on a weight loss challenge. And he went in. He went in to compete against me. And I said, okay, but I'm not going to really play. But
Justin,
that's
very clever.
You got it right. That is so cool.
Is this your first suit ever, Justin?
Yes, it is.
First like adult
suit.
Yes.
Oh, it's slim fit too.
Is that how you put it on?
Okay. Is that how you put it?
Look at that button up the top button. Come
Whoa,
Justin.
Man,
get out of here, George Clooney.
Justin, if you were straight.
Dang.
The only thing better than a suit is a free suit.
That fits so well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You're welcome. No problem.
Very nice. Very nice.
So when does he have to return this suit?
Oh, it's
returned. Oh, it's his to keep.
Oh, what?
I get to get thank you so much.
Hugs.
Thank you.
Hugs going around.
Aw, Justin's first ever suit, you guys.
Don't lift your arms up too much, Justin.
Yeah, don't lift them up too much. You got to sit dapper.
Okay. Well, they were going back. No. You know, we can get you.
We can adjust the size if we need to.
Are we saying we have to adjust the size now?
No, we don't.
I'm just saying
it fits perfect.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to fit.
Thank you. That's so cool.
How's it look, Justin?
I feel so
incredible.
Double flaps in the back.
Got one more.
I have to try on one more.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You got two suits?
Two suits and a blazer.
Two suits and a blazer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, two?
Now you can dress up for the office Christmas party.
I could look so nice.
Dude, you can go to a wedding, a funeral. You can do anything now.
Try the other one on.
What? Why does your face look sad
now? It's
he's going to cry. That's why. He's trying not to.
Oh,
you got a gray
one? Yeah, that was a gray.
Is that navy or black?
Single breast.
That's the navy blazer.
Oh, the navy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good business
Ooh,
right
I
there.
Like the inside.
Navy is the new black.
That's the power suit right there, Justin.
This one.
Navy's so versatile, Justin.
Mm. Oh. I like that one.
I'm looking right.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's power suit right there, dude.
That's like a meteorologist.
That's good stuff.
You can see my wrist whenever
I
move my arm.
Yeah, what is, Justin, what is the rule for men's blazers and jackets? Where should that hit on the wrist?
Yeah, so right here, about an inch should be falling right out of his sleeve there.
That's never happened before.
Never down to the knuckles.
Yeah, so ideally, that's perfect.
Huh.
Yeah, usually it's right at the fingertip.
An inch from the wrist. Okay.
Well, you got your Easter suit already.
I do.
And this is actually our travel blazer, so for all this time to travel, it should work out perfectly.
So it doesn't get wrinkly. Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't get wrinkly. Oh, it's got little motion pads up here.
That's so nice.
That's the jacket.
No, this is just the blazer.
That's the blazer, Justin.
Oh, that's what he meant.
He got two suits, and this is the travel blazer.
Yeah.
Boom.
I feel so nice.
Yeah, he's going to wear that the rest of the day.
And where should pants hit?
Yeah. Pants should hit right at the top of his shoe.
A little lower than his or okay.
I noticed some guys with shorter pants so they can show off style. Yes. Is that that's an intentional him?
Yeah, it's an intentional style.
What's the best color to wear with this kind of color of gray?
Like pants-wise or just
the undershirt,
white.
Anything. Blue?
Black.
Okay. Really, anything? Okay.
Yeah, anything.
Oh. You can have fun with ties.
I'll leave that up to you.
All right, I'm going to have to hit the online
store. You wear pink, Justin. I like pink for that.
See what they're wearing with their suits now.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Hager. Justin with Hager. That was so nice.
You're so GQ, Justin.
That's awesome. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No problem.
Can't wait.
So you
all right, date to the wedding. I don't know her name because I forgot it, but I'm so excited. I'll be looking fresh and nice.
You don't even know your date's name?
No, I forgot it.
Just call her date.
Yeah.
Hey, date.
That's what he did.
Girl. He's going to call her girl all night long.
No. Oh, man. She's
he'll know her name by then. We should get yourself some matching name tags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you need
that'd be
that.
Very romantic.
Yeah. Or I should probably also get her a flower or something like that.
Yeah, bring her a flower.
No.
If it's like a date, you can bring her some flowers.
Not a wedding.
No,
it's not like going to prom.
I'm not going to prom.
No.
No flowers. You don't need anything. Just you.
Wine. Yeah. Bring some wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pre-game.
Yeah. He didn't bring me anything on our date to Kanye.
Well, that's because
he just brought himself and I was fine with it.
You were practiced.
He rang my doorbell and I looked at the peephole and I was like, is this like Beyonce's formation video going on outside my door right now?
I brought gum, though. I did bring some gum.
Thank you.
Yeah that's
what. Well, Justin, you look great.
Thank you.
You got your suit. You're going to have fun at the wedding.
I'm so excited. This is so nice. I've never... Oh, man, I feel so good. Today's been awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
And Justin from Hager, and thank you so much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.